Our Lady's words, taken from the book The Mystical City of God, Coronation, Book 1, Chapter 9. Our Lady watches over and assists us as soon as we call upon her for her assistance. And those who do not call upon her or despises her will have a bad end.
My daughter, in what thou hast understood and written in this chapter, thou possessest many and important admonitions for thy salvation and for the salvation of the faithful in the Church. First of all, thou must meditate upon the solicitude and watchfulness with which I sought after the eternal salvation of all the faithful, without overlooking the least of their necessities and dangers. I taught them the truth, prayed incessantly, encouraged them in their labors, urged the Lord to assist them, and above all, I defended them from the demons and their cunning and furious wrath. All these blessings I procure for Christians from heaven in our times, if not all experience them. It is not because I do not solicit them, but because there are very few of the faithful who call to me with all their heart and who dispose themselves toward meriting and reaping the fruit of my maternal love. I would defend them all from the dragon, if all would call upon me, and if all would fear his pernicious deceits, by which they are ensnared and entrapped to eternal damnation. In order that all may wake up to this frightful danger, I now give them this new reminder. I assure thee, my daughter, that all those who damn themselves after the death of my Son, and in spite of the benefits and favors procured by my intercession, will suffer greater torments in hell than those who were lost before his coming and before I was in the world. Thus those who from now on understand these mysteries and despise them to their loss shall be subject to new and greater punishments. They must also remember in what estimation they should hold their souls, since I did and am doing so much every day for them, after they have been redeemed by the passion and death of my divine Son. This forgetfulness among men is very blameworthy and deserves a fearful chastisement. How unreasonable and how damnable is the conduct of a man who, for a momentary sensible pleasure, which at most must end with life and generally lasts only for a short time, labors so much and still claims to have the faith, while at the same time he takes no account of his immortal soul and forgets it as if it endured and were consumed by the visible things. They consider not that when all comes to an end, the soul begins to suffer or enjoy the eternal and everlasting things. As thou knowest this truth and the perversity of mortals, thou wilt not be astonished at the power of the dragon in our days. For where there is continual combat, he that comes out victoriously will gain the strength which the vanquished loses. This is especially true of the cruel and incessant conflict of the demons, where the souls will gain in strength by victory, and the devils will be weakened, as happened when my Son conquered them, and I afterwards. But when this serpent finds itself victorious over men, then it will raise its proud head, gain new strength from its weakness, and a greater sway, as it does now in the world. For the lovers of its vanity have subjected themselves, and are following the standard and the fabulations of the devil. In the midst of this ruin, hell has opened its maw, and the more it is glutted, the more insatiable becomes its hunger, seeking to bury in its infernal caverns all the rest of mankind. Fear, my dearest, this danger as thou knowest it, and do thou live in a continual watchfulness, not to open the gate of thy heart to the wiles of this bloodthirsty beast. Thou hast a warning in Aeneas and Sapphira, intent to whose soul the demon entered as soon as he found out their desire of money and could assault them through this portal. I do not wish thee to strive after anything pertaining to this mortal life, and I wish thee so to suppress and extinguish within thyself all the passions and inclinations of weak nature, that not even the evil spirits, with their watchfulness, shall find in thee the least disorderly movement of pride, covetousness, vanity, anger, or any other passion. This is the science of the saints, and without it no one can live secure in mortal flesh. On account of ignoring it, innumerable souls perish. Do thou learn it diligently, and teach it thy religious, in order that each one may be vigilant over her own self. With it they shall live in true peace and charity without deception, each one and all of them together, united in the peaceful tranquility of the divine spirit, and adorned by the exercise of all virtues, will be an impregnable fortress for thy enemies. Remind thyself and thy religious of the chastisement of Ananias and Sapphira. Extort them to be very solicitous in the observance of their rules and constitutions, for thus shall they merit my protection and special assistance.